Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Can you believe we only have 53 days to go until New Year's? I've been asked, how do you get ready for New Year's? Can you prepare for a change? When you set a goal, how can you follow up and follow through with them or with it? You know, it just all depends. So what I have to say is those are great questions. Though, do they move you forward and closer to your goal? My latest saying is, goals don't work, actions do. And I'm not saying don't set goals, though I'm stressing to have an action plan to get there. For example, you say, I want to get a degree. I want to get a promotion at work. I want to publish a book. I want to lose weight. I want to lower my blood pressure, my cholesterol, my blood sugars. First of all, why? And second of all, by when? So that is actually a great way to start dissecting what you intend to do so you can get it to a flow that is easy. You can create a habit to actually get there. So, for example, I'm a prime example on what not to do in that particular case. 3 years ago, I had decided that I wanted to write a book about stress reduction and how it increases health when you're not as stressed. Well, I had a great reason why I wanted that, because I had my father-in-law for 6 years who was an amputee, diabetic, Alzheimer's, and dementia. And it wasn't his fault at all. It was his situation, his disease, that made everything so much more difficult and more stressful for me. So I found ways of figuring out how I can de-stress and feel better about myself. So that's why I started writing that book. And every time when I thought I was getting close to the end, that I could actually submit it and have it published, you won't believe it. There was new information popping up everywhere. And I wanted to be on top of everything and the most perfect and the most up-to-date in everything. That's the perfectionist in me. And you know what? It doesn't work. So my editor said, Denise, it's time for you to finish your book. I don't care how many more things you can change. Write a second book with the changes, but get the first one out so people know you're there, you're an expert in the field, and you know what you're doing. And wow, that really set the pace for me to finish it up. And as you know, I said I'm a best-selling author. It's published. It's out there. And I am thrilled about it because I feel I got something off my bucket list. You can do it too. It's just mind over matter. Setting time aside on a regular basis doesn't have to be a whole day at the time. It can be an hour here, an hour there, whatever fits in your schedule, depending on what else you're doing. The same with, for example, if you want to get a degree, you can't say, oh my gosh, tomorrow I'm going to enroll and the next day I want to have a degree. That doesn't work unless you buy it online. It normally takes 2 to 4 to 7+ years to get a degree, depending on what it is and if there are lab works or internships and stuff involved. So you really need to plan that out. It's kind of like you don't eat an elephant with one bite. You know, you can't do that. So you need to take bite sizes so you can chew it and digest it. And it's the same with your daily life. So Another one is losing weight. Why would you want to lose weight? Do you have a really good reason for it, that you are actually empowering yourself to do so, or feeling better about doing it, that you know you will have a better and happier life, less chance for a stroke or heart attack, less chance to become diabetic or be pre-diabetic? These are all amazing things to look at. And I can talk about it because I've been there, I've done that. I did reduce or release 56 pounds total over, took me a while, a year and a half. But I'd rather go steady and slow and keep it off than rushing it. What I've learned in the meantime was to change my habits. My mindset shifted tremendously because I got to learn. It's not just, and my why was big, because my doctor was literally telling me, Denise, if you don't make changes ASAP, you will have a stroke or a heart attack. And then what's going to happen to your husband, to your daughter, blah, blah, blah. He went on and on. Though he did say, well, you probably can't lose weight because your metabolism is shot. Well, again, either I do or I don't. The choice is mine. So I tried everything on this earth, pretty much everything that I knew of and heard of and researched, and nothing worked till I found this amazing program that did everything in one. Not only did I learn how to eat healthy and regularly to keep the blood sugar balanced, I learned excellent habits, which I'm still exercising every day. My mental state has grown tremendously through, you know, self-improvement. My self-esteem has come up, and all those things that actually go coincide with when you have some sort of a disease, be it being overweight or obese, having high blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol, and all that stuff. It affects mood, your emotions. And by being down to normal, as the doctors consider normal, it actually helps you feel better about yourself, express yourself more clearly, stand firm on your feet when you need something or when you don't want something, know how to deal with stressful situations. That's where my book comes in. Know how to deal with gatherings. What is your main goal? To attend a gathering, to attend a family reunion, to attend a business party or a community event or something. Is it to eat and stuff your face, or is it to socialize? Well, that took a little bit of doing on my part, because by the end of the 6 years, when my father-in-law lived with us, the refrigerator actually became my best friend. Whenever I felt like I need something or some comfort, that's where I went. And it showed. It really showed in a very, very bad way. And I wish I could put a picture on this radio show so you could see my before and after. But I can tell you, you can go on Facebook and find me there. You can even friend me there, and I can share more with you in detail about my entire story, what happened. It's not just the releasing the 56 pounds total that made me who I am now. It's the learning new habits, to be consistent with them, to eat regularly and much smaller meals. And actually, you know what? I can equate my body to a car. You fuel the tank in a car, and then you drive. And honestly, how far can you drive on one tank of fuel? Well, number one, it depends on whether or not you have a heavy pedal to the metal, whether or not you drive very slowly, whether or not you ride your brakes all the time, you speed up your brake, you speed up your brake. Those are all aspects of driving further or not as far. So the same with our body. When we fuel it, put fuel in the tank that's in our body, we get energy. That's what we need to move, to think, to get things done. Energy is very important. However, when we eat too much, our body, especially the blood sugar, spikes really high. And then we forget to eat because we know, oh, we had such a huge breakfast, we don't need to eat for 6 or 7 hours or whatever. Oh, I don't have time till nighttime. Well, during that time, your blood sugar goes way below where it's supposed to be. And both extremes are very unhealthy. So by eating regularly, and that means every 2 to 2.5 or 3 hours, depending on how long you are up during the day. The first meal is usually best consumed within the first 30 minutes, maximum an hour of being up. And the last one, at least an hour or so before you go to bed. Take the hours and divide them up so you can have those 6 fuelings. And they're smaller, so you actually can make sure that you maintain your blood sugar at a steady level and your body doesn't have to use extra work, actually do extra work to digest the food or accumulate the food on your thighs, on your hips, on your waist, on your belly, on your arms, on your neck, I mean, everywhere. So that's why it is so important to get it done the right way. So anyway, what I'm saying here is dream big, and then start putting dates to your dream, put it into goals, put it into bite-sized action plans, and get it done. If you need help, encouragement or guidance to get there, to learn those skills, to change your habits, and to change your mindset, let me know. I'll be happy to journey with you to help you your goal through action, mind shift, changing habits one at a time until you're there. I am happy to help you learn one habit at a time. And you know that after 21 days of doing something every day and learning and learning and learning, it becomes a habit that you don't even have to think about it. For example, with me, first thing in the morning I wake up, I have a glass of water because that jumpstarts my metabolism. That fills my cells with water. It helps them work better. It rejuvenates my brain. It does so many wonderful things. Water is more than just a liquid. It's actually a healer. It makes so much difference that we are definitely much better off by drinking water. And how much is the healthy amount that we should drink? Usually it's 64 ounces plus as a minimum, depending on size and health and whatnot. Not if you are on kidney failure or dialysis or renal failure or something like that, then you need to go with what the doctor says. But in general, when you're just mostly dealing with high blood pressure and cholesterol and blood sugars, and you are not on any kidney failures and whatnot, go ahead with a minimum of 64 ounces a day. That means the first glass when you wake up, and then every hour thereafter, a glass of water. Not that bad. Contain your caffeine. Don't go over 2 cups a day, and don't drink after 3 o'clock in the afternoon with caffeine because it keeps you up all night, and then you can't sleep. Proper sleep is extremely important so you can actually follow up and follow through with your action plan, which is what we're working on here. So, yeah, the next thing that I want to touch on real quick is actually the holiday season. I said 53 days until New Year's, so it's 6 days less. It's 47 days till Christmas. Normally, people get together with friends and family, and there is food galore, and a lot of things have tons of sugar and simple carbs, such as potatoes, flour, pasta, rice, which are not really that good for you. So make sure you know what to do. And if you want to know more, contact me. I'll be happy to help you on this journey. Again, I said you can also get in touch with me on Facebook. Send me a friend request at Denise Thompson or Coach Denise, Health Coach Denise or something like that. And you'll see two pictures so you know it's me. One in a purple shirt on the left where I am at my heaviest ever. And one on the right in a black long dress where I'm feeling super duper great, just like I do today. So when you see that picture, you know it's me, because there are some other Denise Thompsons out there without a P in the last name. So I just want to give you hope and courage to make the best decision for yourself so you can celebrate with one another. And just remember, Tway, of exercising self-control so you don't just go for eating but for socializing is to have a glass of water in your hand at all times. And if you feel the urge, the mental urge, the emotional urge that we all feel around that time, drink a sip of water. If it's not gone, drink more. Drink a glass. You can't do too much of water if you don't drink 2 gallons in a row without stopping. So I just want to say moderation is good. At 64 to 100 or 120 ounces or even a gallon a day in sessions, you know, like every 30 minutes or every hour or so is very healthy. So, yeah, I really, really want to prepare you for the most wonderful holiday season. And that brings me to the thing. Are you guys giving gifts to one another, or are you making gifts? Or are you just doing one, like pulling names out of a hat and going that way? So it's not, some families are big, and so if you have to give 20 or 30 gifts, it can ruin your budget. What is your tradition? What are you doing? I personally am focusing on giving the people I love, offering them the gift of health, to teach them how I can journey with them to make them feel better, get healthier, and have a good life so they can see their children grow up, hopefully even get married and have children and see them get grow up, be there with them, set an example for them, play with them, enjoy them, love them, but first and foremost, love yourself. Be good to yourself. Know you need to come first before you can take care of everybody else. Does that make any sense to you? Do you understand where I'm coming from when I share this with my passion? Because I've been there, I've done that, and more than once. I was there when my aunt in her 40s died of cancer, and she had 2 little girls, and I took care of them. And I had her in my arms when she died. I was there with many of my patients when I was a nurse. I comforted them and their family members, even did some grief counseling here and there. I just really like to look at things the positive way. When my dad just passed recently, and then I had an aunt pass and an uncle pass, and everybody who's older, and I had a cousin pass in her 40s. And I go, oh my gosh, I didn't even know she was sick. So knowing these things I really, really stress, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Do your best. Be your best. Give your best daily so you won't have any regrets so you can avoid them. I have also included a link about mindset in the transcript. It's a hyperlink for once. It worked. And there is a person who wrote some amazing books about it. And for example, success. Mindset is a simple idea discovered by world-renowned Stanford University psychologist Carol Dweck in decades of research on achievement and success. A simple idea that makes all the difference. Teaching a growth mindset creates motivation and productivity in the worlds of business, education, sports, health, and you name it. So you can kind of check that out because there's a lot there. There's also under NPR Tech Nation, a Dr. Moira Gunn, who's actually interviewing Carol Dweck, and a lot of other things are listed there. And I just wanted to check it. And there is a test for your where you can test your own mindset because you want to be at your very best. And don't compare yourself to anybody else. You do what you can. Your very best is your best. And if you want to, you can step outside the comfort zone and try to do a little bit more than your best and increase your best. And that's where I'm at. I always push myself just a little bit more. Every day was one little thing. But at the end of the month, it amounts to quite a bit. And at the end of the year, it's kind of like leaps and bounds. And you can do it too. I give you hope. And it doesn't have to be a ton of money. Actually, the more you know, the better and healthier you live. The better you take care of yourself, the less financial stress you're under because you don't have all these extra doctor bills, medications, and whatnot. So I'm actually going to give you an offer here. I'm going to make an offer. If you are really interested in making a change in your life, changing your habits, and wanting to journey towards optimal health, let me know. You can email me at dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you're specific so I know what's going on and write something to want to get healthy or Blog Talk Radio show or something like that. That makes sense that I know what it is because all the first time emails go in the spam folder since I get about 1,000 emails a day. So I go through it every day and pull out the ones that are real emails, and I answer those within 24 to 48 hours. So that's number one. Number two, I will offer you a 30-minute free evaluation to see where you are in your health. That's over the phone or on a video call. So we can actually see and talk and understand, and I can show you some things. And if you want even more, I will give you a $30 scholarship towards signing up as a new client before the holidays, let's say this month in November. So this offer is over on November 30th at noon. That's the last time I will take somebody. So anybody who wants to get healthy, start the new year place, and wants to journey with me as I come along as a free health coach because I'm so passionate. All you do is what I'm going to explain to you in that 30-minute call that's for free. I will explain everything to you, and I will offer you the $30 scholarship when you sign up with me as your coach. And I can promise you, you will reap rewards, physical and mental, by feeling better. And even one more step. Maybe you don't need to lose weight. Maybe your blood work is 100% on target. Maybe you are so fit and you think, oh my gosh, I wish I could help my friends and family. They see how well I am doing, yet they are not willing to do what I am. Well, I can promise you, my program works. So if you want to, you can even explore. Let me know that you're ready to explore if coaching would be for you. It can be part-time, you know, besides whatever you're doing, 2 to 5 hours a week. That already makes a difference. You can start by just helping a couple of people. Once you get the bug in you of helping people, feeling better, you might want to do it more. But that is in the future. Nothing to worry about. I just want to open your mind and the door and offer you the opportunity. So again, 30-minute free call to see where you are with your health. $30 scholarship when you sign up with me by November 30, by noon, not later. And I'm offering you a position as a coach in our team where you can actually learn. You get taught everything you need to know and you get supported. And the community is amazing. That's what got me through with my weight loss, with my changing my habits, with me getting much stronger mentally, with me increasing my passion to almost ripping at the seams. I love it so much that I will be there 100% with you and for you if you want to do that and if you want to make a change in your life and help change other people's lives. My goal is, with all my other fellow coaches, and maybe you're one of them included in this wonderful community, to change the world one person at a time, one habit at a time. So I think I've talked enough about mindset and how it actually makes a huge difference in your life, how you can change it, how you can strengthen it, how you can be in charge of it, and just do the best you can. Honestly, there is nothing more fun than realizing how you're growing. And that's what I'm sharing with you today. Let me know what you think. Call me, text me. As I said, I don't answer the phone unless I know who it is. So be very specific when you call. Leave me a voicemail message. Tell me what you're referring to and give me your name and phone number very clearly so I can return the call. The same with a text. It doesn't have to be a 10-page text, but just tell me quickly, Blog Talk Radio Show, 11/8/2018, talking about mindset or something like that, need help or want help or whatever it is, just so I know that you're serious and I will definitely take it seriously myself and get back with you. For right now, I just want to say I wish you a very happy, thankful Thursday, and may your day be blessed and wonderful, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Take care and see you soon.